This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. A shipping law known as the Jones Act has been in the news with concerns that it's hindered aid from reaching Puerto Rico after hurricanes Irma and Maria. The act says cargo shipments between U.S. ports must be made using U.S. vessels and U.S. crews. Turns out the act is also a snag for a budding industry, offshore wind. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
There are special ships just for installing wind turbines in the ocean. They anchor the towers and hoist the blades. The U.S. doesn't have any. Europe does, yet the Jones Act means they can't dock in the U.S. or its territories. Warren Leon is executive director of the Clean Energy States Alliance. He points to the five U.S. turbines that spin off Rhode Island's coast.
They were able to build that and work around the Jones Act. It would be possible for other projects to get built, but it does increase the cost.
To get around the Jones Act, U.S. barges got paid to haul parts out to the European ships. If not for the act, the Euro ships would have simply docked and stocked up themselves. Timothy Fox at Clearview Energy Partners says some states may want the Jones Act to protect and develop their own offshore wind business.
Policymakers in Massachusetts and in Maryland in particular are vying to become the hub of the domestic supply chain.
So the Jones Act makes offshore wind power more expensive, but it could also spur the U.S. to make its own high-tech vessels to install giant turbines. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.